This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Chris Hine, who covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Chris, good to visit with you, and I couldn't help but taking notice of the lead in the story today in the paper about the Timberwolves in advance of their game with the Celtics today. And Julius Randle just kind of said, what happened in Toronto wasn't all that good. I thought it was kind of a funny icebreaker in your story there.
Yeah, he saw us coming over yesterday at practice in Boston, and he just kind of yelled out for everybody to hear, like, "I didn't throw him the ball. What else do you want me to say?" You know, something like that. And so, because he kind of knew what was coming. yesterday was – I wasn't in Toronto, and I don't think any Wolves media traveled to Toronto for Thursday's game. And, of course, you know, probably the lowest moment of the season so far happens in that game. So yesterday was the first chance I got to ask some of the players about what happened. And, you know, teams go through these moments in a season, in the course of a season. They happen a lot. And it's kind of how you respond to those moments that defines your season, right? You know, do you use it as a rallying point, or is it a moment where, you know, bad things spiral into worse things? So, you know, I think that's where this Wolves team is at right now, is what do they do going forward here? Do they use it as a springboard, as a moment to come together and get some more urgency into this group? Or is it a sign of things to come that, you know, is there, you know, tension or whatever you want to call it, or just bad chemistry, you know, that will affect the roster moving forward? I think, you know, about 20 games into the season or 15 games into the season, that's maybe when you start to see these kind of things. So, you know, the answer is now it happens. Everybody's addressed it and everybody's going to try to move on. But how quickly do they move on from it, and are they able to move on from it, is the question.
Chris, it's Pete Najarian. I got a question for you. Obviously, since the big trade that everybody's talked about, we've all talked about it forever ad nauseum, but the reality is this, that the turnover numbers look terrible. Rebounding per game does not look very good. We're struggling from three-point percentage shooting. We're near the bottom. Is there something that they can do differently? I mean, what is it that we are so different now without Cat? Now that we've added Julius Randle and Dante and some of the other players, it's just an amazing turn from where we were a year ago. And what is it that they need to do to fix that?
You know, I harken back to something that Chris Finch said, like, in his second year here. And with the way that he runs his offense, he has often said that sometimes with his offense, it takes about 20 games for it all to click in. Now, fans might not want to hear that, right? Especially when you're coming off of the Western Conference final season. But when you make new personnel changes like they have, you know, you have to give some leeway in that respect. Now, I hear the frustration, but I also harken back to what happened 3 years ago with this team. They were 4-9. The year they made the playoffs and played in Memphis, they were 4-9. The vibes couldn't be any worse, right? That was a bad vibe moment as well. But you know what happened about maybe 30 games into the season? The Wolves started playing great offense. They were the number one offense in the league going forward, and they played really well from January onward. So, you know, if things look bleak right now, but I have been trying to maintain some perspective and not try to overreact, which is maybe not the thing to do in this social media day and age and get engagement and clicks and all that stuff. But, you know, I try to take the long view on these things. And I still think this roster is marinating in some ways. But I will say the one thing that concerns me, I think some of the offensive schematic things can iron themselves out. What I think is the biggest concern for 15 games and something that this team really needs to pick up now, or else I think they are a bit of a lost cause, is some of the effort things, is some of the attention to detail things on defense, is the rebounding, because those are the things that have doomed them in the past with this core of players like Anthony Edwards, Jaden McDaniels, and Naz Reid. And if those things don't improve, that's where I think the true Achilles heel of this team is. It is on the defensive end. It is on those margins, on those little things that they haven't always done well with this group of players.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree, Chris, and that's maybe where the lion's share of the frustration that I'm hearing about this team is that some nights there's just no effort whatsoever. And the one thing you can say about the all-time greats, you look at LeBron James at his advanced age, that there is tremendous effort. The late, great Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and one that hits very close to home, Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett brought it every night. Effort can be there night in and night out.
It can, and I think on a large part, I think the effort is generally there. Now, what I think people are seeing sometimes out there is confusion can sometimes look like a lack of effort, right? Indecision can look like a lack of effort or a lack of trying, right? If you're not sure whether you're supposed to go out and cover somebody or go cover the rim and you just kind of freeze, right? That's not necessarily a lack of effort. It's confusion, it's indecision. But that has to get fixed, and that has to get fixed quickly. And I think that's what they were preaching before the Toronto game, was that they were trying to fix some of these moments of confusion and indecision on the defensive end of the floor, but they didn't. They looked awful. How many times did Toronto just get free passes to the rim, especially in that fourth quarter? And that's not a very good Toronto team early in the season right now. So I don't know that it's always a question of effort. I think it's more focus and attention to detail, and being decisive and having some of these schematic things that they're trying to do become instinctual rather than something that guys have to think about and then act.
Chris, one of the things that people have heard me talk about time and time again when we talk about the Timberwolves and the different players that we've got, I've always been a huge fan of Naz Reid. How he approaches the game, when he gets onto the floor, he makes things happen. He's, you know, look at the numbers that he puts up when you look at the amount of minutes that he plays per game. So I love what I see out of Naz Reid, but I'd also like to see him get the ball more along with Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert inside, the way he's playing right now, very, you know, close to the basket, everything else, but he's going to get you points. And I think that's something that we're not doing enough, is getting him the ball inside. He's played well. He just doesn't get the ball nearly enough. Do you agree with that, or do you like the kind of offense that they're running? I just think inside we're missing out on opportunities there with Rudy.
I think Rudy has played overall a fairly good year offensively.
Yeah.
You know, the glaring issues from Thursday night notwithstanding, I do think overall this is probably the best he has looked on the offensive end of the floor during his Timberwolves tenure so far. So I would agree with you a little bit there. I just think that this team, you know, they try not to funnel the ball to any one particular person. And I think it's just about creating shots for whoever's open, using the gravity of Anthony Edwards, using the passing ability of Julius Randle, using Naz's ability to handle and shoot. And Rudy has just kind of always been kind of a tangential piece of the offense in that regard. I think again, Thursday notwithstanding, I think guys have been willing to throw him the ball in the post, find him on the lob. You know, with Anthony Edwards, it's always a constant work in progress, I feel like. But other guys on the team, like Julius Randle, like Dante DiVincenzo, Mike Conley, of course, Jaden McDaniels, you know, they look for Rudy. And so I wonder, you know, I'm not sure how much of playing through Rudy in the post is going to be a part of the fixes, but I think they are incorporating him a little more into the offense with the ball in his hands than I've seen in his years here in Minnesota.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Timberwolves. They play the Celtics today, and this is a tall order. In your notes, everybody knows that the Wolves seeking their first victory in Boston since 05. Mike Conley not available today. This is a tall order. The champs playing well.
This aggressive, and you know they're going to be launching from 3-point range, 53-point attempts a game for Boston so far this season. They thought the Wolves were taking a lot of threes this week. TSC Boston today, and they're relentless, and that's what Boston does. They have wing defenders for days with Drew Holiday and Derek White and Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You know, it's a great team. It's a focused team. It's even after a championship, it's a determined team because of some of the things that happened with Jaylen Brown, the Olympic team, and Jason Tatum, the Olympic team in the offseason. So, you know, I think they're running into a team that, you know, I guess if you can guard them and make some of these 3-point attempts contested, you can have some success against Boston, but it's tough because this is a roster that, speaking of chemistry, they have it oozing out of their pores, and the Wolves are trying to find it.
Chris, last minute, and real quick, I just wanted to ask. So on the road, we've obviously struggled. One of my biggest concerns, however, has been the turnovers, and we've seen a lot of that, and it's been pretty amazing just to watch 20-plus turnovers pretty frequently. Is there anything they're doing about that? Is there anything that they're working on when they're just practicing and all so they can avoid some of that type of a turnover number, which is ridiculous?
Yeah, that's something that's on, you know, mostly I would say, you know, obviously the point guards, but Ant as well. And it's a fine line you have to walk with some of that, right? Like, you want Anthony Edwards to be aggressive. You want him to draw a crowd and try to make plays for his open teammates. And sometimes that is going to result in turnovers, right? When you have offenses that are predicated on high ball movement, think of the Warriors, for example, right? High amount of ball movement, that increases the likelihood that you are going to commit turnovers, you know. You could have a low turnover offense, but it could be the most boring offense in the world because it might be just iso ball, right? You're not going to turn the ball over in a heavy iso ball offense, but it's not going to be great offense. So I think that there's a little give and take with the turnover numbers. Where I think, you know, Chris Finch has always kind of said around 12 is kind of an acceptable number. But the thing is, there have been you go back for any game this year, there have been a lot of careless turnovers. I remember being in Portland, and I was astounded at the number of times they turned it over on inbound passes. I was like, what is going on here? So, you know, I think turnovers that come within the flow of the offense or guys trying to make aggressive plays, they will live with. It's the other stuff. It's the turning it over in the backcourt, turning it over on out-of-bounds plays. And just careless mistakes, that's the stuff that they're trying to clean up. The other stuff that it comes within the flow of the offense or Anthony Edwards trying to make a play, that's the kind of stuff you have to live with the way that they play.
All right, Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Tough one with the Celtics, 13-3, the defending champs at home at 2:30 today.